Good deal. So let me ask you this question then. Throw this out there to everybody. We're talking about the trust issues and things like that. Do you get mad when your phone ring or a buzz or a message or something comes like that and your wife grabs it before you do?
I put it like this. You said my phone rings?
Yeah.
Oh, well, actually, okay, okay, okay. Since we met, we had the thing is you never touch my phone. I never touch your phone. I would let her phone ring till, I mean, for an hour.
That must have been in the vows. You
know? Right.
I mean, period.
No, that was
I mean, we set, I mean, we, I don't know. I mean, we set things from the start. You never answer my phone, and I never answer your phone. I don't care who's calling ever. If you in a bedroom, sleep, whatever, somebody's supposed to come over, I'm never going to answer your phone, and you never going to answer my phone.
So you got some...
And that's how we kept it going all the way through that, all the way through the marriage right now, and it's worked for us, period.
So you have some very distinct lines drawn, even in your relationship.
Yeah, definitely. I don't want to... I mean, if you got a nickname that's popping up that look like a dude, nickname, but it might be a girl, I don't want to be, like, curious looking over there like, who is that calling? I saw him... It's your business. Take care of it. It's probably a girl calling, you know, but I don't want to be, you know, I don't want any little, you know, small little things like that, you know, that could cause drama or, you know, or any issues to arise. Yeah, you know.
I mean, I really don't care about she answering my phone, but what bothers me is the opening up of my mail.
Mm. Yeah.
That's my mail.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel you on that.
I mean, it's a check coming in. Let me see how much the check is first.
Right, so I can analyze how I'm going to spend it.
How you going to spend it before I get the
right.
Rules?
True. Yeah, now, yeah, that's the thing. And I think it's a good thing. It needs to be like that. But I think it drives my wife crazy that, you know, I have accounts that she don't know how much money is because she can't gauge what she's going to do with it. So it's like, do you have money? I'm like, I got to be like, should I tell her how much I got or should I say, nah, I ain't got nothing, you know? Should I pull one of her moves on me?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But yeah, that's interesting, you know. But like you said, that is the dynamic between dealing with different people's households. Because, like, my lines in my household are completely blurred. But we have trust in each other enough that maybe it's just a man thing, but I'm not trying to track you down to find out what you're doing. If you're doing something that's going to come to light, but I'm not searching for anything because I don't feel I need to. That's why I went this far. That's why I took that step in saying you're going to be my only one for life because I trust you. If I didn't trust you and I thought you were going to be out here creeping, I'm not wasting my time like that because marriage is very serious to me. So you can have access to everything, but I trust that I don't want to have to come around and worry about you probing into anything.
I have one question for all you guys.
Okay.
Do you let your wives know how much money y'all have? I mean, including in all bank accounts and everything like that, all the way down to the T, every dime, every dollar.
As far as the bank
accounts, do you think everybody should?
Yes, but the money I keep in a deep freezer.
Oh, so your wife don't cook then? So yeah, that's the best way.
I mean, I do the cooking. You know, everything, but the money in the deep freezer.
Never go in there.
You know,
it's cold, bro.
It's cold. The money is cold.
Right. So, what do you think on the quantity portion? Are men more so based on how much they can get, or do we care about quality, or is that like is that like icing on the cake? Like, you know, if the quality is in there, as long as I get what I need, it's all good. Like, how does that work?
I think, man, it's about the quality. You know, I mean, if you can give me what I need the first time, then I'm good. I ain't got to come back, you know what I'm saying, for Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Hold on.
Get him wrong.
If it's good the first time, I want seconds, girl.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you, Ron.
What you talking about? I want it. If it's good the first time?
Right.
If it's like cheesecake and wine, I want some more.
I mean, but I'm saying. I mean, but it's all about if you satisfy me the first time. If I can be satisfied leaving the bedroom, then I'm good.
I like round two and three and four, knockout.
Like to indulge. This is the only place you can indulge safely. Like, you know, being on the safe side of life, you got to caution yourself and not indulging in things. But you can indulge in it, so I'm going to indulge. I'm going to overeat if
you
I need
to. You supposed to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But I think you might have just hit on what I'm talking about with men want quantity and women want quality. Because notice you said if you're satisfied. I don't think in that statement you even mentioned your wife at all. As long as you get what you need, you good.
Josh is the same dude at Club Woman. So it's all about right. Josh. This is the Maverick.
When has the Maverick ever been about anything other than himself?
I'm just saying, man. So what you think? I mean, Josh, I saw, I mean, just, it's just today. I saw you over there nodding your head. So you looking for quality, you looking for quantity.
Quantity and quantity go hand in hand.
You think so?
They do.
Because sometimes I need to
Whoa.
I need to get something before I head out to work.
No, we'll check this. We'll check this. If it ain't good, that's quality. That's part of quality. It got to be good.
That's right. That's
quality means how many times you get it. But if the quality ain't good, you don't want none.
That's right.
Sometimes they go hand in hand.
But sometimes I'm just feeling like Josh, and I'm a little got a little pent up aggression. I don't need to make a romantic love movie. I just need to get this out of my system.
But dude, but it's
give me two and a half to 5 minutes, and I'm good.
Listen, well, check it. It still got to be good for the 5 minutes.
Right. But that's right.
You consider that quality? Or better question. Does what she consider that quality?
Listen,
is she down with it? It's quality. Yeah,
thank you, Ron. Thank you. Right, she got to be down.
If the baby crying in the next room, you got to make it happen.
You got to. Right. You do.
Bible class at 7. You got to get yours at 6:30.
Thank you.
Exactly. Man. Make the Bible class.
Now we on the same page. Yeah, but as far as me, we don't have a curfew, and thank God we don't, because my wife gonna stay out as late as she wants to anyway. But I'm with where you were going with it, Josh. You just be respectful when you come in. I mean, you come in, you know, you had a company Christmas party or something like that. You come in 12, 1 o'clock. I get it. Don't come in, you know, 6 o'clock when the sun coming up talking about, we're still kicking it. I'm going to have a problem with that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
If you do come in late, do not go straight to the shower.
Yeah.
Do not do that.
Yeah. Even if you ain't done nothing, don't do that. That's no.
You go to the, drop the keys down and go straight to the shower.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to get me.
Speaking of that, I mean, since you went, why don't the person, particularly the man, why don't you just shower at their spot if you're going to, you need to freshen up, if you're going to creep around? That's stupid.
Yeah, man, I don't know.
If you come in really late,
stuck on stupid.
Right.
If you come in really late, go straight to the bedroom and give that person some.
Right. It always leads to that with Josh. Just find some way to get something out of this. The curfew thing is just a matter of being respectful, I think.
Yeah.
Just be mindful of each other. Don't be rude. Me, I'm in the house by 8:30, no later, because I just. Protection side of things, too. I feel protected. This is what I've been wanting. I always forget to ask, but perfect time to ask now. I want to do it. I'm going to try and make it happen. And I don't know. I might be the hardest one to even pull it off, but I want to do a show with all of our biological fathers. How hard do you think that would be to pull off?
I ain't even gonna lie. I don't want mine here. I mean,
You know what's funny? I pictured this in my head. If it ever happened, that Josh would be the one to blow up. All of them.
Yep.
I mean, me. Yep.
Well, me and my biological father, we pretty much cool. I mean,
yeah,
because
he's been here.
Yeah, we cool.
I got so many words. I mean, not even cuss words. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm just saying, though.
That's real talk.
You know, I have so many words for my father. I mean, which I can go down there and talk to him.
Down where?
You know, he lives. Does he live like off of Harvard? I can go down there and talk to him.
But, life down in Mansfield,
you know, but it's just, I'm going to expose him, you know. Well, I mean, if I would say things to him, I would expose him. I would expose him to himself. You know, I mean, I don't know if y'all understand that. But he's been lying to me all these years and blaming things on my mother, you know, me younger coming up, not knowing, you know, things that happen, and I guess he figured I was dumb, you know, but then I got kids of my own and didn't realize, you know, that being a father is free, you know.
And that's all you want to say.
You know, yeah, and all I wanted was time. Then I'm wondering, like, hold up, man, you a drug dealer, and you done did all this, that, and the other, and you made all these kids in the streets. I'm wondering, why in the world you ain't come to none of my basketball games, none of my football games? You really let your kids, I mean, my mother, she didn't stop you from calling her phone. You know, I mean, you could have came to any and everywhere. You know, but obviously you didn't want to. You know, so I have so many words, and anything he say, it really couldn't justify what he, you know, what he did. So, I don't know about my father coming.
have you said these things to him, or this is just what you would want to say?
This is what I would like to say to him. I mean, I could go say it to him, but to me, it's like, what's the point?
Right, like, why bother?
It's not gonna start a relationship. I tried about 2 years ago. Yeah, probably about like 2 years ago. I definitely tried to get a relationship with him, but it was just too much negativity. You know, he kept on going back to 25 and 30 years ago. You know, from